And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are burning the Constitution. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats have done it again. I've talked about it multiple times. Unless they can, if they can't weaponize the Constitution against you, they don't want to have anything to do with it. In this case, they're just burning it to the ground. They could care less about the Constitution. The Constitution says when they impeach someone in the House, that the Senate has to take it up and do a trial on it. That's what the Constitution says. But Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they could care less about what the Constitution says. They're going to write their own rules in the middle of the game. As I mentioned yesterday, just can you imagine if they did the same thing when Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump twice in the House, not because of factual information, only because they had the votes. But nonetheless, they impeached President Trump twice in the House when Nancy Pelosi was there. And both times when it went over to the Senate, because of Chuck Schumer, they took it up. Why? Because it's in the Constitution. I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell. Because of Mitch McConnell when President Trump was in office, because of the Constitution, they took it up. But now Chuck Schumer, he's the leader in the Senate. And Chuck Schumer saying, we don't care about the Constitution. We're not going to even pay attention to that document. Who cares about that document? That's what he's saying about it. Who cares? Burn it. It's not pertaining to us. We get to make up the rules. We get to say that we are above the law, but no one else is above the law. Just us, because we make up the laws. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have done it. They have completely done it. Well, Mitch McConnell trying to act like he's upset about this. Do you think Mitch McConnell's upset about this, Shannon?
I don't know.
I don't think that Mitch McConnell's upset about this at all.
Yeah, he could. I mean,
I think Mitch McConnell, personally, I think Mitch McConnell is completely fine with this.
I mean, I don't think, why would he pretend he cares? I mean, he's on his way out.
He's on his way out.
He's retiring. He's not running ever
this
again.
This is going to be part of his legacy.
Well, I mean,
I would have to say, because this is happening while he is the minority leader. This is happening because Mitch McConnell allowed the Democrats to take control over the Senate because of Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is the reason why the Senate is in the position that it's in right now. And he's trying to act like he's upset about this. I don't think that he even cares. Listen to this clip that I have for you, because right after they basically tabled this and said that they're not going to even do the trial against Mayorkas because of the criminal activity that he was doing, Mitch McConnell, he has a statement after Chuck Schumer. Watch this.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The motion is to agree to. The Senate, sitting as a court of impeachment, stands adjourned, sine die. Majority leader is recognized.
For the information of members, there are no further votes today. Now, I remind all members that we have very serious business ahead of us in the next few days, and we'll keep you informed as to schedule as things can get scheduled.
So he basically saying, look, you can go home. We'll let you know what the schedule is going to be like, because we're not going to do anything right now. We're going to work. He's basically, the way I'm seeing this is that Chuck Schumer just said, we're going to table this and we're not going to take up anything. We'll let you know what the schedule is pretty soon. So just wait till the smoke dies down on this and then we'll come back. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Supposedly they're going to talk about it again today. That's what one of the senators said. But as of yesterday, they said it was unconstitutional and voted it down.
That's interesting. The Democrats saying that this is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Well, listen, now here it is with Mitch McConnell. Listen, Ms. McConnell. I don't trust Ms. McConnell.
Republican leader is recognized. The Senate will be in order. Would senators please take their conversations to the cloakroom?
Madam President, we've set a very unfortunate precedent here. This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment. It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have, in effect, ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. They had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Y'all see that? Y'all see that? You see that? So here it is. We got Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell acting like everything is fine.
I don't think he acts like things are fine. He says it's a very dangerous precedent.
I take that back. He's not acting like it's fine.
Yeah.
But I think he's acting like he cares. And I really don't think that he actually cares. Yeah. I don't think that he actually does.
You know what? Well, let's open up the phone line. Let's see what if anybody out there wants to chime in on what the Senate just did yesterday. What do you think?
Yeah, I would like to know.
You know, I just put the hotline number up there. Let's hear from people. You know, and you know, they're saying, well, that this vote yesterday in the Senate, it could cost some Democrats their seats in the Senate coming this new election cycle, because there are people that are moderate Democrats that are angry about what's going on with the border, and this is a slap in their face. What do you think this is saying to those Democrats in Chicago and New York?
Every single Democrat their seats.
I mean, this could be.
But you know what? It needs to be the nail in the coffin for the Democrats, and it needs to be the nail in the coffin for these Rhinocrats. They need to be dealt with as well. We don't need either one of them.
Well, it was down party lines.
Because both of them are the reason why we're in this predicament right now.
But this particular thing was voted down party lines.
Yeah,
literally all Democrats voted, you know,
to keep Mayorkas there. Don't just table it. We don't want to talk about it. Mayorkas is innocent. And they're trying to they're actually trying to say that this was politically motivated. They're trying to say this was policy. They're impeaching Mayorkas based on policy. Well, if the policy is open borders, someone needs to be impeached. Am I wrong? Well, I mean, what is that? If the policy's based on, he's being impeached on policies, and this time Chuck Schumer says never in the history of this nation have they impeached someone based on policy. He goes on to a whole spiel.
Trump
we'll get into some of that.
They did
and,
to Trump.
And, oh my goodness. They did to President Trump because they don't like him.
Two times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally the Senate.
They didn't have any evidence on President Trump. They did it because they had the votes.
That's right. And the Senate took it up and voted against it.
Yeah. Listen to Ted Cruz. Can we put the number back up on the screen? Listen to Ted Cruz as Ted Cruz hammers him. Watch this.
Sorry to say that my friend from Kansas is not wrong. In the 237 years of our nation's history, I don't know that there has been a more shameful day in the United States Senate than today. What we just witnessed was a travesty. It was a travesty to the United States Constitution, and it was a travesty to the American people. And it's important to understand why the Democrats did what they did. We're here on the Senate floor right now, but I want the record to reflect I'm going to do a very accurate count of the number of Democrats who are with us. That would be zero, other than the presiding officer, and somebody has to preside. Not a single Democrat senator chose to come to this floor and listen to one word of evidence when it comes to the Constitution. The Democrats concluded that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, defying federal law, ignoring the text of the statute, deliberately releasing criminal illegal aliens over and over and over again, That's just hunky-dory. You can't impeach him for that. Every Democrat just voted. By the way, every cabinet member, guess what? You've just been given a blank slate. Ignore the law. When Democrats are in charge of the Senate, the entire cabinet could ignore the law. It is no longer impeachable. In Democrat wonderland, when a member of the executive branch openly defies the law. By the way.
I like how he said that. Yeah. It's Democrat wonderland.
Yeah. He's like, they can
do whatever it is that they
want. They're in charge. We can ignore the law, he says. You know, and that is so true. I hope people are listening to what is happening in our Senate. When the Democrats are in control, there is lawlessness. There is weaponization of the government. And this is a clear, and you know what? They don't even let any of the people that you guys vote, if there's a Democrat listening, you voted for a Democrat, your Democrat elected official is not allowed to have their own free thought. They have to get in line. And if they don't get in line, they will make sure that they are exiled, that they don't get money for reelection. In the Democrat Party, you want to talk about a cult? That's a cult.
Yes.
Right there.
That is 100% a cult. 100% a cult. So listen to Blackburn. Oh, we have a phone call?
Yeah. We got a phone call. Let's take it.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Randy from New Hampshire. How are you?
Hello, Randy. Glad you called in. What you think about all of this? Do we still have a constitution or what?
You know, honestly, I think that with everything that's currently going on, this is nothing more than a distraction. This whole impeachment should have been brought forward at least a year ago. So the fact that both sides are now, during an election year, going and putting on this political theater is a joke. I'm ashamed of the Republican Party. The Democrats have already shown flat out just exactly where they stand with this country. And because of everything that is currently going on with our nation, there are far more important things than to them bringing this forward with the impeachment of Mayorkas and voting it down. That's obviously they were going to do that. And the fact that McConnell is getting up there trying to put on his whatever that he thinks he's doing is absolutely disgraceful. The best thing that any American can do right now is not even give them the time of day.
I agree.
And to focus on what's really going on with this country, which is being invaded, it's being cyber attacked. It's, you know, our infrastructures are being attacked right now. People need to, like, seriously buckle down. This summer of love is going to be nothing like you've ever seen before. And we need to come together and pull together all our local communities and get ready for crises that you can't even imagine.
You know what? You're so spot on. Our country is on the verge of imploding, and it's not even being done by an external force. It's being done by the people that's been elected by other people in our own country to allow this to happen. They're burning our Constitution. They're not even following along with it. You know, I've talked about this so many times, how the Democrats, and I call them the Democrats because everything that they're doing is evil, they do not adhere to the Constitution. They only care about the Constitution when they can weaponize it against us. This is unheard of.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, and I mean, they've been trying to destroy the Constitution for like over a century now. And the fact that the other side, there's no left, there's no right. It's the same damn bird. And you know what? There's only right and there's wrong. And what's going on right now, the waste of time that they're even taking our tax dollars, having this impeachment brought to the floor, they're a day late and a dollar short. This should have happened back in 2021.
Yes.
When
yes.
they first started this, when yep. we had a chance to do something about
yep.
it.
Yep. And they let the time elapse for this very reason. And so many people are so sick of the Republicans with no backbone, no spine, no weak knees. Yeah. They bend over this for the Democrats and don't do anything. Randy, I want to thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much, sir. You're spot on.
Thank you, Will.
All right. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to play something for Marsh from Blackburn, what she had to say. And also, we will be going back to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is really important. You want to get this information. They are burning the Constitution.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
This situation at the southern border is a humanitarian crisis. The trafficking of human beings is a crisis. Using human beings as chattel, that is a crisis. Putting people into indentured servitude and slavery, that is a crisis. And who has lied about this repeatedly to the Senate, to the House, is Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And who voted for it? Every Democrat on that side of the aisle that refused to let this trial come forward, each and every one, you are responsible for this not coming to light. It is a dereliction of your constitutional duty and a responsibility, yes. It is a responsibility that we as members have to make certain that the American people know what happened today.
But they don't want the American people to know. This is the reason why they don't want to take it up. They want to just table it, act like it never even happened, disregard the Constitution, because if they take it up, then the American people will know the truth, and they don't want that. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Who do we have?
We have Sheila from Washington.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
You muted me.
I can hear you.
Yeah. I went and saw the Civil War movie, and it's almost just like what's going on right now. And, you know, with this, you know, if we don't have somebody come in to... you know, something to be done, it's going to be like that. Basically, they end up killing the president at the end. But the things that are going on, it's just, I mean, I tell people, if you don't want to see it, it's gory. It's very gory. But it's
tell me, where was this at? Where was this at? You were seeing it?
It's in the movie Civil War. It's that new movie that's out right now in theaters.
Oh, really? I have not even heard about this. Where have I been?
It's pretty gory. Like,
it's pretty gory?
Very gory. One of the incidents, she had a memory of back when she went to, of her, you know, reporting, and she visioned a black guy or a guy. He had his hands behind his back, and they put a tire around him and doused him with gasoline and lit him on fire. And they also had an incident where one of the reporters, they were joking before, and then they came upon where some soldiers were burying some people. And they asked them where they're from, and one of the guys was reluctantly said from China, and they shot him out on the spot. It's very gruesome.
Wow, yeah. Actually, I just looked up the movie because you're right, we hadn't heard about this. Out of 2,500 ratings, it only has a 2.7.
Really?
So, yeah.
Huh.
Is it close to what you think is happening now? It sounds kind of like that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe that's why people don't like it.
You know,
could it be like, you know, because remember that they just released a movie not too long ago, Leave the World Behind, yeah. And then all of a sudden we're starting to see these shipwrecks, and we're starting to see communication being broke down. We're starting to see different events take place, and then they're bringing this out. Is it almost, would you say that they're creating these movies and just telling the world what we're doing right in front of our faces through these movies?
Possibly, because... Mm-hmm. Like I said, the only downer is in the movie is the plot behind the movie, because basically it's following I see you guys saying spoiler alert. It follows the life of a reporter during the war, and that's what it is basically. But there's something about, they mention the California and Texas forces, and that's the thing that people don't understand about the movie, that they don't bring that out during the movie. There's the Western forces, California, Texas forces, the Florida forces, and like I said, it's all, you just gotta kind of research it before you go, or to or afterwards, to understand what the plot's happening. But I can see it happening, and that's what it could happen to be, because, you know, with everything going on, it's just like, I can see it happening. And that's what I've been telling people. I said, yeah, it seems like it predicts what's going to happen.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. Some of the people in the comments saying, spoiler alert,
because yeah, you're talking it for about some it. People, okay.
I mean, but you know what? All they have to do is turn on the news and see what's happening right now. And if it has anything to do with it, I think people will still watch it just to see if it has any, you know, to see how it's connected. And it's interesting that you bring that up, too, because I was watching a video with Tucker Carlson, and he was talking to this gentleman from the state of Texas. And he was talking about how they're trying to create a coalition of 10 states right now to fight against what the federal government has been doing. And they're saying, because the federal government, they're not preventing the terrorists from coming into the country. So it's going to take the state to have to stand up against the federal government and even possibly arrest federal agents that step inside of these states and try to stop them from allowing the illegals coming into the country. Is, I mean, we're like on the verge of civil war all over again, and it's going to be completely different warfare. So,
and that's why I've always been saying, you know, I think they should, you know, like towards the end, you know, about the president, you know, they should be, I think personally they should arrest him. But I mean, it's because he has his elite protecting him, that might not happen. But I've always wondered if there was a law to, you know, overthrow him because he's committed treason. And like Jamal sometimes talks about, he says, why aren't these, you know, Republicans sue the Democrats for everything that is done against the Constitution? Because that's basically what they're doing. They're not following the law, and these Republicans, you know,
back and they don't...
They're weak.
Fight against them.
Yeah, they're completely weak.
Judges are crooked, and we're seeing that all over.
Judges are crooked, and they don't want to take up any political disputes unless they can take up a political dispute against President Trump.
Yeah.
Then they'll take it up. Other than that, they don't want to have anything to do with
it. Thank you, Sheila, for the call.
Hey, Sheila, thank you so much for the call.
My Israeli alert has been going off lately. So it's that Tizo Afar. I don't know if you've got
the app.
Yes, I do have the app. I do have the app. I had to go and change some of the locations because I was getting blown up like 24/7. Because if you do the entire if you do complete Israel, you'll get alerts 24/7 all day long. So I had to go and kind of narrow it down. So, but thank you so much for that. Thank you,
Sheila.
So much.
Thank you.
Take care, Sheila.
Yeah, Saturday had a whole bunch of them.
Yep. All right, take care. Okay, let me play another one for you. This is what Senator Hawley, and Senator Hawley's been like really hammering it here lately. He's been like bringing it. Well, he goes on to with Sean Hannity, and you know what? This is the Democrats. They have violated the Constitution, and just like Sheila was saying, it's treasonous. And every single Democrat, every single one of them, we can mark them all down for committing treason because they're not protecting the American people and they have violated the Constitution. Listen to this. This was really good. He was on with Sean Hannity.
I would argue this. Every Democrat now is guilty of whatever crimes are committed by any of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants because they have now aided and abetted in the process. Your reaction?
Well, what they're all guilty of is the crime of the open border, Sean, and they know it. That's why all 51 of them voted to protect Mayorkas today. That's why all 51 of them voted to ignore, to shred the Constitution of the United States. It's because of the crime of the open border. And you're exactly right. We've got violence on our streets like we've hardly ever seen. We've got drugs pouring into our communities. The leading cause of death in this country, fentanyl, where's it coming? Across the southern border, who's to blame? Joe Biden is, and Alejandro Mayorkas. They have done this deliberately, Sean, deliberately for political gain. And I just don't think the American people are going to let him get by with it.
The only option that we have, because these Republicans don't have enough backbone, is it's going to take the American people. It's going to take you and I. We're the only ones that can make any kind of difference in this right now.
Yeah, you know, I do agree with, you know, Trump when he says too big to rig. We need to make this election too big to rig.
That's people the only way we can stop this. It's going to take we the people.
We need to get involved in
elections.
It's going
to take all of us.
Yep.
No matter what state, what city you are in, you're going to have to start asking questions like, how do I get involved?
Yeah.
How do I get involved in my local state? How do I get involved where I live? Who do I need to talk to? And you know what? I found out, Shannon, that a lot of these people that are already in these positions throughout different states and different cities, they like their position and they don't want anyone coming in changing anything that they have, even within the Republican Party, which is pretty disgusting because the Republican Party, they bend over, grab their ankles, and they stay down there until the Democrats tell them to come up. And I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. We're seeing our country go to it. Go to hell. I'm just going to come out and say it. Country go to hell. And the Republicans should have a backbone and say no.
Yeah.
Step out of your comfort zone. We need people like you to step out of your comfort zone and attack this head on. And when you go talk to these Republicans and they're trying to act like, well, we need to be bipartisan. We need to get along with them. No. You can't. I just played it. Senator Hawley is talking about how they're bringing all the drugs into the country. They're bringing the terrorists into the country. Not a single Democrat is trying to fight against it. And some of these rhino Republicans, they're going like, well, you know, we just need to try to figure out how we can change the policies.
Well, we see what happens when we don't fight back.
I mean, we need to step out of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Just talking about it is not enough. We need to get in the faces of rhino Republicans and say, you do your job or get out.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of it. They're hurting us.
You know, we're seeing people just like yesterday on our show at night. We showed how the people in Chicago, they're literally, or New York, got up, they had a meeting with Eric Adams, and they said, Election is coming.
Election is coming.
They're so fed up. They're in his face. We need to all be like that.
We
Our
need to be that
officials,
way.
We need to
They
speak
need to
up.
Hear from us. They need to hear from us.
Yeah. And vote them out.
And I'm not talking about just
Don't
the opposition. I'm talking about the people that say that they're on our side.
Yeah.
The Republicans. I'm sick and tired of these Republicans not doing their jobs. We can talk about Mike Johnson all day long too, right? We can talk about it all day long. These people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. We need people like Mike Lindell. Look at what he's doing. And they're going after him. Think about that.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me remind you, you just saw the ad there with the pamperwithgrace.com. This is something that I've been really enjoying myself. And my producer, she's really got the huge benefit of using it. You know, becoming a more mature lady herself, she's going through some lady, natural things, right? I have to be careful how I say that.
I don't have anything to throw at you, so. But I feel balanced because I'm on Bella Grace. So
that's
you're
good. That's good. That's good. So, for those of you that tuned in yesterday, we had on Dr. Vicky where she was talking about the Bella Grace and talking about the elixir and how beneficial it's been to her and how beneficial it has been to many, many, many people.
55% of her patients, she recommended taking this elixir, this collagen.
You know, I like that because a lot of doctors, they mm-hmm. automatically want to push vaccines onto yep. you. They want to, you know, and when you don't have, when you have a doctor that's, you know, saying, look, here's something yep. that you can try mm-hmm. that's all natural, that what you can get this benefit, that benefit, and yeah. 55%, that's huge.
Yeah, because right? Our bodies need 30% collagen. Mm-hmm. And she was explaining to us how this particular collagen, Verisol, is made to where your body can absorb it. Because when people usually take collagen, they only absorb like 5% of it. But the way that they have this Verisol collagen, it actually allows your body to absorb all of it. She explained to us Castclaw, how it's the all-natural ibuprofen, which is helping people with inflammation, right? And then she also talks about the astaxanthin, which has helped people with better cognitive function. It's helped people in the long run with along the run of helping with Alzheimer's, you know, making sure that we have that cognitive function so we can deter that route in life, right? So it's amazing. It has immunity aspects. It has inflammation aspects. It has collagen, which is your skin, hair, nails aspects. So we tell people, take the 30-day challenge. Like, a doctor believed in it so much that she prescribed it to 55% of her patients, right?
Yes.
And here's the elixir that we're talking about. We say subscribe and save.
If you subscribe, if you do the subscription, and you'll save money, and you can always cancel it, it still applies. The 30-day challenge still applies. So you save money. And you get a great product doing it that way. So save the money and subscribe. Do it today. Okay. Also, let me remind you, Mother's Day is getting ready to come up. And right now, still at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell has the best deals. I'm telling you right now, MyPillow.com, you can still get the best deals on MyPillow.com. But you have to use promo code Will.
Yep.
Promo code Will. Can we put it in the lower third down there?
Yep.
Promo code Will when you get the best deal when you use promo code Will. So they still having the $25? Yes, they are. The $25 sales.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is amazing. This is amazing. So yeah, if you go to mypillow.com /unite1, you can still get the greatest deal still. But just make sure you use promo code Will. Promo code Will.
I mean, there's bed sheets as low as $25. Yes. You got hand dish towels as low as $25. And look at these white slides, Will, for men. $9.50. You know, summer's here. Who couldn't? You know what? I like these slides for when I go out and work in the yard. I have them outside, you know, the door, and I can slide and go out there and work in the yard.
Yes.
You know, some people, if you got to go to the store real quick, some people like to just throw on, you know, slides. Here in Texas, we pretty much wear sandals and slides almost the whole entire year.
Well, let me put it this way. So, I walk around, I mean, like, you know, the Mike Lindell, the MyPillow slippers. Every time in the house, as soon as I walk in the house, I put my slippers on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I put my slippers on and I walk around everywhere in the house. And if I can't find them, I put on my other shoes. I want to say them. But these are so nice. They're plush. They don't make my feet sweat, which is really interesting because sometimes I have to wear socks a lot of times. I know it's
my, you always have to wear socks. Who doesn't wear socks?
I mean, some people don't, but you know what? These, they didn't make my feet sweat.
Yeah.
They don't make my feet sweat. And so I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah. Not that I have funky feet or anything. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
There's my pillow. Pillows, both the queen size and the king size, are only $25. That's pretty awesome. Beach towels, amazing beach towels. I say, you know, that's one thing I would definitely get for the summer if you're around.
You still only have one beach towel?
Yeah, I haven't ordered.
You still only have one beach towel, and every time the crew gets in the pool, that's the first towel that everybody snatches.
Yeah,
it's like pool time, grab that towel.
Yeah. Everybody fights over the
one
towel.
I mean, it's a great deal. How come you haven't got any more?
I'm going to today. I mean, and I'm going to use my promo code Will.
Thank you. Use promo code Will to get the best deal.
Right.
Okay, hey, let me remind you of something else, too. You remember not too long ago when we had these cell phone outages? Now, a lot of people are, like, really concerned because they're talking about how do we communicate with one another? And I've had countless people reach out to me saying, Will, how do we communicate with one another if when everything hits the fan? And when everything hits the fan, how do we talk? How do we communicate? Because they're going to kill the internet. The federal government is looking for every opportunity. Look what they did with TikTok, or what they're doing with TikTok. They're looking for every opportunity that they can right now, every opportunity to take over the internet and break down communication. And like I just mentioned, many people are asking me, Will, when it all hits the fan, how do we communicate? Well, what did I do? Sat phone. You can see it right there on the other side. It says the satellite phone. Get your satellite phone. And a lot of people are going, well, it's expensive. Well, I went ahead and did two of them because I want to be able to communicate with my loved ones. I want to be able to communicate with the people that I think that are important. And I've told people this. I said, if you get one of these satellite phones, I'm going to share my number with you. And I hope that you share your number with me. So when it all hits the fan, you and I will be in communication.
It's like an insurance, right?
We it's get kind of insurance. Like insurance, yes.
We don't use it all the time, but you get it for emergencies. And this is the new kind of, we're in the age where this is the new kind of emergency that we may have.
And I want to, you know what? So when people ask me now, what can we do to communicate? Well, here's the
solution.
But
if you're a hiker, or you're somebody that goes out into, camping, this is another great option to stay in touch. Yes. How many campers do they have? And they say their phone ran out. They had no cellular service with the satellite phone. As long as there's not cloud cover and you can, get a signal.
So if you want to get more information on these satellite phones, go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com/shop. You see it right there. Click on get your satellite phone. Check it out. Talk about it with your loved ones. Is this the insurance that you want for you and your family? Check it out today. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo Leather Wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here.
Yep, we got Rob from New York.
Yep. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Will. I love you guys. You're having a good show today, man.
Thank you.
White Christian nationalist here, by the way, or as the FBI calls us, the number one threat to the country.
You know what? And you know what? Interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm gonna tell you right now, as a black man in this country, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you being a white Christian nationalist. That is simply means that you happen to be white, and you put Christ first, and you love America. Can you tell me what's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm guilty on all three counts there, man.
But that's what it means. Am I incorrect on that?
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I don't know. You look at what language has become. You know, look at people that wanted the truth about 9/11. They call them truthers. I thought truth was a good thing, you know. But
right.
They turned that around, too.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. You know, I was watching that Senate thing. Boy, that turns my stomach, watching Schumer. And then I turned over to on C-SPAN, and I was watching the House, the weaponization, the government committee, you know, with that rat, Jamie Raskin. Boy, he's just horrible. I listened to him and Moskowitz and Dan Goldman. These guys, they're only there to cause trouble. They're not trying to help anybody, you know, get to anything. They're just, you know. And in the Senate, I mean, Mitch McConnell, he got up and acted like he was ticked. And like you said, I don't think he really cares.
Well, you know, I think they're helping somebody. I think they're helping Biden. And that's the only person they're helping. They're not there to represent their constituents. Then they're not there for the American citizens.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you that. That clip you guys showed of Marsha Blackburn, that woman, she's, you know, there's one thing about her. She's consistent, and she really does give a, you know what, about this country. She's, you know, and that's all she cares about, you know, and that's what she's there for. And that was the best speech. And she said that every single Democrat who voted to let Mayorkas off the hook there, they're all responsible for these crimes. And they're hitting close to home here. You know,
yes.
That squatting thing you guys were talking about. It finally hit close to here. There's a town about maybe 10 miles from here called Vestal. So a very, you know, richy kind of an area, you know, very expensive real estate. Binghamton University's there, you know. Don't get me started with them. But, happened up there. There's squatters that are breaking into people's homes, and the homeowners are just walking away. I did some research, and I found a place in Southern California. They call themselves the Squatters Squad. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're a bunch of volunteers. They charge homeowners $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, I have heard of them.
They get the work permits, and then they go and they remove the doors to the house.
Yeah, I've heard of them. It's really sad that we have to, that has come to that.
That's actually become a desirable person in America.
Exactly. And in the United States of America, where people work hard to make a living, work hard for their homes, their possessions, and then just have people that not even from this country to come in and just take it.
Yeah,
and then the Democrats and all the left say, well, you can't stop them from doing this. The squatters, I mean, really?
I mean, like
they're criminals.
Like Ted Cruz says, we're in a lawless land, right? The people that are breaking the law, we protect. The people whose rights we should be protecting, we're not. What is wrong with this world?
Exactly. What is wrong with this world?
When the police show up to the homes, they tell the homeowners, well, that's a civil matter. You'll have to take them to court. Nothing they can do. You can't change the locks. You can't do anything, or they'll arrest you.
And you know what? It's terrible that lawlessness has taken precedence to actual justice.
It got real obvious after the coup. You know, in 2020, because that's what it was. That was not an election. That was a coup, man.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you. You know, I said the coup took place in November of 2020. It took place in November. That's when the coup took place.
Yep, Sure did.
Yep.
Anybody who believes that Joe Biden got 81 million votes campaigning from his basement while Trump was packing stadiums, you know, I got a bridge to sell them in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
Have
all right,
a good
take
one.
Care. Welcome.
Well, we got another phone call. We have David from Tennessee.
Hello, Dave. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. How are y'all doing?
Man, it's you know what? The Constitution's on fire, so we're trying to make it here.
I mean, they just keep giving us stuff to talk about.
We are in a lawless country.
Yes.
The criminals have taken control of the arms of power. And this is absolutely unbelievable. Chuck Schumer gave the American people a big F you today. He said, F you, American people.
We're bringing
in the illegal aliens. We're bringing them in. We're importing them. We're flying them in. We're crossing the border. We are not going to exercise the law and then border agents down there are saying they can't do their job. They are forbidden from pursuing the law enforcement that they know they should be doing. That is absolutely unbelievable. And Chuck Schumer knows that. And Mayorkas is instructing that. And this is absolutely unbelievable. We are lawless, brother. And I want to give you one other thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of a book called A Report from Iron Mountain. You can get it on a PDF. It's about 79 pages online.
A report
from Iron Mountain. Read that book, and that book will tell you what they're doing. Now, you see, we're talking about these illegal aliens. The next thing you're going to see is we're going to have a war. World War is going to start. We're going to need to enlist soldiers. They're going to start enlisting these illegal aliens. They will become citizens if they will go and fight, and they're going to send them off into the grinder and just let them get eat up, and it'll just be an endless procession of these illegal aliens. And that's what. And then if you fight and come back, you're a citizen. You can vote. You can do it. Everything.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be pretty interesting because we're gonna get more and more people to do crazy. Like what you just said, come into the country to join the military, but some of these people that's gonna join the military are gonna be our enemies. They're gonna be terrorists.
Exactly correct. The enemy will be inside
yes.
the military itself.
Yes.
And that is destruction, bro.
And we already got enough. We already got enough of them in there right now. I mean, these Democrats—they are the enemy of the people.
Now that book, write the name of that book down.
I got it.
From Iron Mountain.
We got it.
Read that book tonight, you guys, and I want to hear you talk about it tomorrow because you.
Oh no!
Oh, you gave me a homework. Yeah. Give me.
You got homework.
You got to give us
give,
more
give,
than
give
one.
Me, give me till next Monday at least. Give me till next Monday at least.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll give it till Monday.
Okay.
But I want to hear you comment on this book because it is 1967. This book came out.
Okay.
Hey, one other thing. I forgot. Anyway, I love your show, Will. I love the missus. I like your hats.
Oh, thank you.
Go. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Take care. Okay, so let me play another one. Let me play this one here. This is where I got the name for today's broadcast, and this is about them burning the Constitution. And we're seeing it happening. Our country is gone. Is it safe for me to say our country's gone? When you have half of Congress that's completely divided? Well, I'll say this. It's not gone because there's still hope. The country still have you and I. We still have a chance and opportunity with President Trump. It's still there. So it's not gone. I'm going to take that back. But if we, the people, don't stand up now, it's going to be gone. Listen to this young man here, because the Democrats have literally just burned the Constitution.
This was a horrible day for American democracy. Yesterday, 51 Democrats, every one of them, set the Constitution on fire. They ignored the future of this idea of checks and balances of Congress over the executive branch. You may never see another impeachment trial again now if the Senate is the same party as the president is. There should have been an impeachment trial yesterday. Think about this, though. You know, we have people that are up for a re-election here in November from purple states, senators from purple states like Montana and Ohio who claim they're moderates, but then they stand in line to vote like a liberal. They burned the Constitution down yesterday. It's a sad day for America.
It really is. Screen. It is a sad day for America. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this because I don't think we actually know how bad this really is. We're talking about it. I'm talking about it. You're getting information about it. We're all seeing about it. You're talking about it with your family, your friends. You're seeing it all over social media. We're talking about it. But I don't think we understand exactly how this bad this is and what this means. When you have members of Congress saying that they have just burned the Constitution, that means the Constitution is no longer relevant. You have members of Congress saying this, and it's not just one. You've heard most of them saying it.
Yeah,
you heard. In the Senate, I mean, even the ones in the House, you can't, in both in the House and the Senate, you have Democrats in both chambers,
right.
Both chambers. The House and the Senate, both of them disregard the Constitution. Both of them despise the Constitution. And like I've mentioned multiple times, unless they can weaponize it against us, Shannon, they could care less about it.
Man.
I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to grasp exactly what's happening here because we don't know what this is going to entail. Because if they did it with this, didn't follow the Constitution, they'll do with anything else.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny.
This means that Joe Biden can actually do something just blatantly violates the Constitution and nothing would happen.
But Trump is worse. I mean, that's exactly, you know, how many times we talk to Democrats and they go, yeah, but Trump.
Yeah, and I'm like, but Trump,
what? We're talking about a whole body of government.
That's when TDS kicks
in. Disregarding our Constitution.
Yes.
Open up our borders. Destroying our cities. We don't even have money. We're borrowing money from our enemies.
We're borrowing money from
China.
Believe
it or not. You know, and then they go, yeah, but Trump. And I'm there going.
But see, that's when TDS kicks in.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they know that President Trump didn't do remotely anything close to what the Democrats are doing.
Until people stop letting their feelings be triggered by the lies of the Democrat Party, we're going to stay where we are. And it's going to continue to happen. Unfortunately, Will, them setting the Constitution on fire does not trigger these people's feelings.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? That's why I made the statement that we really don't know how bad this is. A lot of people don't know. This means that the Constitution is no longer a relevant document in the United States of America. To prove my point, they've locked up political prisoners. To prove my point, they're going after President Trump for political reasons. To prove my point, they've turned our country to a banana republic. To prove my point, we have an invasion that's happening on our southern border. To prove my point, they are giving all of our money, tax dollars, to Ukraine, which is not an ally of the United States of America. They no longer look at the United States of America as a powerhouse. They look at the United States of America as a means of being in the way. This is what they're looking at. This is how they think of the United States of America right now. That capitalism is bad. United States saying America first is bad. This is the thinking. They don't want it. Why to say America first? Because if they say America first, that means they side with President Trump. So they'll never say that. They'll never say that. We live in a world, we live in a time where we can actually see America completely collapse unless we do what the Constitution tells us to do. The founding fathers knew exactly what this meant. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.